The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Koilel of Koilel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Needed that Samach Beis. Sugya of Ksamim over here. I'd like to talk about a Yisaitzdik Inyan in the Sugya. The Mishnah earlier, Nun Chesam and Beis, brings a Maisa. Maisa B'isha Achas Shabosel of Nerab Akiva. There was an Isha who came to Rabbi Akiva. Omraloi, she said to him, Ra'isi Kesem. I found the Kesem. Omralo Shem Amako Hisabich. So he said to her, maybe you had a Mako. So there was a discussion there about Tliya and Mako. And he was Matar the Isha. After the Isha left, apparently, so he saw his Talmidim, Mestaklin, Zebozeh, they were looking at each other, they were surprised at his Kula. So Rabbi Akiva said to them, Ma dova kosher beinechem? Why, what's the kasha? What's bothering you? Shalei omru chachamim hadova lahachmer ela lahakal. Chazal made a gzerev ksamim, but they said it lahakal. Which is hard to understand. They said it lahachmer and lahakal. I mean, if they would not have said anything, there would be no gzerev ksamim, that would be the greatest Kula. So what do you mean they said it lahakal? Pashat shver to understand Pashat the taich over here. Alright, b'akopanim, but once they made the gzera, they made it in such a way that they should be kulas. That it shouldn't be shver. That it shouldn't be so shver for the noshim. So mela they made kulas. So one of the kulas is that you can be taylo. Okay. So Zok Rabbi Akivi, he has a marker, shenemar. V'isho kisi azov adam hi azov b'vsoro. The pasuk says dam. That the tumas nida comes from dam. So Zok Rabbi Akiva, dam v'loi kesem. The tumah is only if there's dam and not a kesem. Which means that he's showing the pasuk, which tells you that a kesem is not tameha midairaisa. And then in a chami, there's a gzera drabbanon, but in a gzera, they said the kula that they said. So, l'chayin needs pasha the pshat. What's the taich? What do you mean dam v'loi kesem? What's dam? Dam is dam that comes from the isha. What's kesem? Kesem is the stain that the dam leaves. So, what's taich dam? What's taich kesem? So, pasha, you would say, the chiluk is that it depends how you found it. Like the Gemara says, Kol Aksamim Kishas Metziah, Kol Atumim Kishas Metziah. So it depends what was the tsura of this object that you found when you found it. If you found it when it was still liquid, when it was flowing out of the guf, that's a dam. Mashenkin, if you found it and it was just a stain after it had already landed somewhere and dried, so then that's a kesem. Which, in other words, really means, let's be more precise, that the there shouldn't be a chilek if when you found it, it was wet or dry. So what should we really say? That the chilek is, whether you found it, you were aware of it when it was coming out of the guf, or you only found it after it landed, and now it's a stain. So maybe it's a wet stain, maybe it's a dry stain, but it's a stain. Which essentially means, then, that the taich of dam is that it was a hargosha. And if it's not, meaning you found the b'shas, you were aware of it as it was coming out. That's hargosha. And kesem means you found it afterwards. It means it was no hargosha. The problem is that the Gemara earlier in Zayinim and Beis, the Gemara brings a different drasha. Shmuel says b'psara ad shetargish. So Shmuel is saying that there's a halacha of hargosha based on the word b'psara. So Rabbi Akiva is learning the same halacha as Shmuel from a different pasuk. So why doesn't Shmuel just say over what Rabbi Akiva said? He should have just said halachic Rabbi Akiva. And in fact, you don't even find in the Mishnayos or in the Gemara anybody's chiluk on Rabbi Akiva. So what's Shmuel saying b'chalal? What was his chilish b'chalal? So it's l'chayim muchrach that Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are saying two completely different things. Rabbi Akiva was saying one din of dam v'lo kesem. Shmuel was being mechadish a din noisaf of hagosha. No, the kasha is hagufa. What's the pshat? What's the chiluk? What's this halach of dam v'lo kesem if it doesn't just mean hagosha? So, l'chayr, what you could say is that dam v'loi kesem does not mean that you felt it coming out. Maybe you only discovered it afterwards. But kesem implies that you found something, it's just some kind of a stain, and you don't know where it's from. Dam means, I know what it is. I know it's dam nida. I know it's migufa. In other words, dam means it's vada migufa. Kesem means it's a sofik. Al derech, like we find in the Gemara in Kedushin, mamze vadei v'loi mamze sofik, or in Bamatzia, asiri vadei v'loi asiri sofik. In other words, the Torah is being masna that you need to know b'vadoyis that is dam nida. Shaloi Toimar, that even if it's only a Safik, so it'll be a Safik Deraisa. No. Safik Deraisa will not be Luchum in this case, just like by Mamzer. Because there's a Tanai that only Mamzer Vada is also Lavi Bakol. It's the same thing over here. Only Dam Nida Vadai will make her into a Nida. But Berega that it's a Safik, so Minatayr, it's Mutter. That's Luchum, what you could say. But then the question is, so then why do I need the Din Hagosha? Typically, that if I didn't feel it, so it's not vadim igufa. So then I'll stand like kesem shall be tayra. So that's not a kasha, because you could still have a hechatimsa where you know the idea brura that it came igufa, but you didn't feel it come out. L'mashal, she put on a baguette which was clean, and a minute later she took it off and she found dam on it. There's no place else the dam could have come from. It happens to be she didn't feel it. For whatever reason, she didn't have a hagasha. So imi shem dam like kesem, she'd be tamei. But the v'sar actually targets is mechadish that a yediyah ba'alma is not enough. You need to actually feel it. Now, the emphasis is being machlekes achreinim whether what I just said is true, whether hagosha needs an actual hagosha, or maybe hagosha just means you need a yediyah. Okay, but if you know that you need a hagosha, then this kasha won't be shver. Okay, so that would answer the question one way, but still have the question the other way. That's why you need b'sara. But why did Shmuel need to say the halacha of Bivsara, why didn't he just say Dam V'Loi Kesem? I will get to the Kashi the other way in a second. Let me just first finish this point. Why did Shmuel need to say over there Bivsara? So the Teretz is because over there was Taka talking about Karka. It says Bodka Karka Olam. The Rashba over there speaks out, the Rashba on Tabel Madal speaks out that Karka is Mivdak Shaper. Even the Maskonis Agamar. If Taka is Mivdak Shaper, you could Taka tell. And so she knows for sure that it was clean. Or it was Taka Vadim Igufa. So Mamela Shmuel could not tell you Dam V'Loi Kesem, because this is Taka Dam, it's not a Kesem. So that would not be Matar. So Mamela, he has to tell you this other halach of Hagosh. Okay, but now let's go to the other Kash. Kash is Fakert. So that's why I need the halach of the Sarge Hagosh. But why do I need the din of Dam V'Loi Kesem? Typically, I need a Hagosh. If I need a Hagosh, so once I had a Hagosh, obviously it's Vadim Igufa. So why do we ever have to say the din of Dam V'Loi Kesem? Why did Rekiva need to say it? Why did Chazal make such a drosha b'chlal? Typically, that if it's not Vadim Igufa, then obviously there was no Hargosha. The Teretz is the part of the Nafkamina. The Achreinim speak out, the Peskei Tshuva in Kofei Gimel, if I'm not mistaken, brings this from several Achreinim, that in three situations, you have to be Choshish that there was a Hargosha, even if she says there was no Hargosha. It really comes from the Gemara in the beginning of the Parak over here, in the right Kesem. What are the three situations? Number one is after Tashmish. Number two is after Mehaglayim, and number three is by a Bedika. Why? Because you have to be Chayshish, that perhaps she's claiming there was no Hagosha, because she thinks that what she felt was herself poking around there with a Bedika, or she felt the Mehaglayim, or she felt the Tashmish. So, but even that the Tashmish, Mehaglayim, and Bedika can confuse the Isha, can cover up the feeling of Hagosha, and she'll think it's some other feeling, but really there is a Hagosha. Which means that Hargosha doesn't necessarily mean that you have to know there's a Hargosha. You can have the sensation without chapping that the sensation is there, because you're getting distracted by something else. Or you're fatiching it differently, you're explaining it away with some other phenomenon that's going on. But I'll go upon him, but as I state in the Gemara, not Mefurish in the Gemara, but pretty much comes out of the Gemara, and the Achranim say it Mefurish. So Ibazai, what would be the Halacha if you found Dam, let's say after Tashmish, and you don't know where it came from? So you'll tell me, oh, Bivsar Achatagish. I'll say, no, that's not a heter. Because maybe there was a Hargosha. But still we're going to say she's Mutaris. Why? Or at least Mederaisa, that she's Tahira. Why? Because Dam V'Loi Kesem. I don't know that it's Migufa. So you can't tell me there's no Hargosha, because maybe there was a Hargosha. But I don't even know if the Dam came Migufa. Now, obviously, if the Dam was not Migufa, there was no Hargosha. But I don't know that. In Hargosha, there's no tonight that I need a Vada Hargosha. I just need it. There's a Hargosha. Dam V'Loi Kesem tells me I need Vada Migufa. Here it's not Vada Migufa. So in that case, in that situation, I need the din of Dam V'Loi Kesem. So come to Chois, I need both. I need a heter of Dam V'Loi Kesem, and I need a heter of Bivsara. Just one more question. In Rabbi Akiva's Maisa, with the Isha, why did he say the case of the heter of Dam V'Loi Kesem? We're very happy he said it, because that's how we have it in the Mishnah, that's how we know about it. But why did Rabbi Akiva say it? He wasn't saying it just to write a Mishnah. He was saying because that was what was negated to tell us Talmidim in that case. Why do you have to say that? Why couldn't he say Bisar Chatagish? Teretz is Poshet. Because Rabbi Akiva didn't know when the Kesem was found. He didn't ask her when it was found. Maybe the Kesem was after Tashmish. Or maybe it was right after Bedika. Maybe it was after Talos Meraglion. So Rabbi Akiva wanted to say that she's muteres even in such a situation. Why? Because it's not vayde begufa. That's what Rabbi Akiva needed to say. Dam v'loy kesem. The ikad derech that we just said is really in the achrayim, in the Beis Meir, in the Tzlois Habayis, and Seif Evan Ezes in Yud Gimel, and in the Sidur Tyrus in Kuf Tzadik, Sifkon Tzadik Gimel. It's a very long Sifkon, but the Bemaskel v'lochein nir l'niz daiti disfirulei. He says this at least with Aser Rambam. Other Rishonim he explains differently, but he does say this ikad derech. There are other drachim in the achrayim to be miyashiv why we need two drashas, but I think this is the angunum in the derech, which is the most miyushiv kafi the sugis.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.